If you haven't seen the new iPhone M1 concept from designer Antonio De Rosa, you may want to check it out. The overall design of the concept to me is unique and refreshing. Apple is one company that pays attention to the details. As a result, the company's phones are usually symmetrical and well-balanced. Don't forget, if you are short on time, you can listen to this episode and others here. You can also find the podcast on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Now back to the article. With that being said, De Rosa's concept design is something the world would almost never see from Apple. But, I have to say, it is a breath of fresh air. The design tackles the subject of what to do with the notch. The notch has been lingering since the initial release of the iPhone X back in 2017. At the time, the notch existed thanks to the introduction of Face ID. Face ID is still an amazing piece of technology that is still unrivaled. The new iPhone M1 concept looks unique and I like it. But, 4 years later, a lot of people feel like the notch looks outdated next to modern Android phones. Whereas Android OEMs copied the notch at first, they are now moving beyond it with punch hole designs and designs. De Rosa's design sees the notch moved slightly above the display. The phone's body has a small hump that extends slightly upwards. The extra bit of phone houses the components for Face ID to work. It definitely has a unique look that would stand out from everything else. De Rosa's concept iPhone even has an under-display Touch ID sensor. This is rumored to be coming to the iPhone 13 as well. But, of course, we won't know until the real iPhone 13 releases. Honestly, the concept from De Rosa looks pretty cool to me. It has enough difference to stand out from the crowd, but nothing too wild. What do you guys think? Do you like the concept design from De Rosa? Do you think Apple would ever make something similar to this? Let me know in the comments. Follow me over on Twitter to connect with me and to keep up with new posts. Have a good one.